Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on July 1 regarding James Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z. James Gonzalez is a 46-year-old male who reports he injured multiple body parts at work on 7-2-20. But on that occasion, he was hit by a vehicle while working on the highway. His body was hit directly, and a co-worker was killed in this event. But as a result, he believes he injured his right heel, common neck, common left-handed fingers, common right toe, common right arm, and elbow, and was seen at Maryland Trauma Emergency Room the same day. Paired with this and subsequent evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be a ripped Achilles, comma, shattered heel, comma, and nerve damage. Paired underwent surgery to reconstruct his heel and Achilles on 7/31/20. Paired completed his course of active treatment a few months ago. Paired, new paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Gonzalez alleged he suffered injuries to his right foot, common low back, common neck, common left elbow, common left hand and fingers, as well as psychological trauma as a result of the motor vehicle accident on 7/2/20. Paired medical records show he was seen at University Medical, Maryland Medical Center emergency room the same day. Paired into it numerous diagnostic studies whose results will be inserted here. Period. New paragraph. He then returned to New Jersey and saw Dr. DiVenero on 7/10/20 with a history of right ankle fracture, comma, heel pain, comma, left elbow and middle and ring finger pain, as well as left pointer finger pain. Period. He had been employed by the insured for the past month, paired a car from the fast lane, fell asleep, and lost control and struck him and other co-workers. Paired, he was thrown into the highway. Paired, he was taken back to the shoulder of the road until an ambulance came to the scene and then was transported to the University of Maryland. Paired, he underwent numerous diagnostic studies, and his right leg was splinted, and he was non-weight-bearing with crutches. Period. Dr. DiVenero. Noted. X-rays of the left hand and elbow showed no evidence of fracture. Period. X-rays of the right ankle and foot were limited by the overlying splint material. Period. There appears to be a posterior calcaneal fracture. Period. He could not fully comment on alignment with the overlying splint material. Further imaging would be required. Paired, he then ordered additional diagnostic testing in terms of a right ankle CAT scan. Paired, he also ordered assistive device including a shower chair, comma, low tide cam walker, comma, and roll about knee walker. Paired, for his left elbow contusion, they were going to treat it conservatively since it seemed he bruised his ulnar nerve. Period, in terms of the left hand, there was some swelling, but no evidence of fracture. Period, eventually, they would get him into therapy. Period, for the closed, non-displaced fracture of the body of the right calcaneus, this appeared to be the most significant injury. Period, accordingly, he was going to get additional CAT scan. Period, on /7/16/20, he did undergo this CAT scan to be inserted here. Paired, Dr. DiVenero reviewed these results with him on 7/22/20. Paired, he added complaints of neck pain with ridiculous symptoms down the right arm and numbness over the right posterior elbow and triceps area. Paired, he had no imaging of the neck. Paired, Dr. DiVenero placed him in a cock-up wrist brace and ordered cervical spine x-rays and an MRI of the right ankle. Paired, they discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Paired, insert the results of those studies here. Paired, on 7/30/20, Dr. DiVenero performed surgery to be inserted here, period. He followed up with Dr. DeVenera postoperatively with serial diagnostic studies. Compared to his last visit was on 6/29/21, when he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. He referenced a functional capacity evaluation with an element of submaximal effort noted. Period. Regardless of cause, the study indicates he is capable of performing in a light-duty category of work. Period. Continuation of a dedicated home exercise program was recommended, and he was discharged from care. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Gonzalez was seen by neurosurgeon Dr. Mager, M-E-A-G-H-E-R, on 8/28/20. Period. He reviewed the 7/25/20 cervical spine x-rays that showed spondylosis but no instability. Period. His impression was cervical reticulopathy, for which he ordered a cervical MRI and physical therapy. Period. The MRI was done on 9/14/20 to be inserted here. Period. He returned to Dr. Mager afterwards on 10/7/20 and was referred for pain management with Dr. Pulser. Period. On 9/22/20, he was seen by nurse practitioner Bosnjak, B-O-S-N-J-A-K, and was told to make an appointment with Dr. Flately, F-L-A-T-E-L-Y. Period. This may have been for wound care. Period. He did undergo a telemedicine visit with Dr. Pulser on 10/5/20. Period. He treated the petitioner through 11/30/20 when he related minimal relief from the recent C6-7 transaminal injection. Period. He also had some GI distress following the injection. Period. He had a modest reduction in arm pain but continues to have axial neck pain. Period. A cervical facet injection may be an option, but he will need to see Dr. Mager first to discuss further treatment. Period. He new paragraph. He underwent x-rays of the right foot on 2/8/21 at the referral of Dr. DeVenero. Period. He was then seen by podiatrist Dr. Brandt, B-R-A-N-T, on 4/23/21 for his ingrown toenail on the right foot. Period. The plan was to schedule surgery with nail matrix excision on May 12. Period. This evidently was performed, and he followed it postoperatively on 5/25/21. Period. A paragraph. He returned to Dr. Mager on 11/4/20. He continued to experience neck pain. Period. This persisted on subsequent visits despite physical therapy. Period. He last saw Dr. Mager on 3/5/21. When his radicular right arm pain had essentially remained unchanged despite therapy and epidural injections. Period. Short of surgery, additional conservative care was not warranted because it has not led to improvement. Period. Accordingly, he should be considered a maximum medical improvement for the work injury relative to the cervical spine. Period. He is capable of working at least medium physical demand duty and could follow up on an as-needed basis. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. There were white pigmentation spots on both hands. Period. Normal through, he had a decreased right triceps reflex, but these were otherwise full. So that section is normal extremities. Lower inspection revealed swelling with thickness posteriorly at the right Achilles, along with his 3.5-inch long surgical healed incision. Paired many muscle testing was 5-minus for resisted right plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Paired was tender to palpation about the right ankle globally, comma the heel, comma in the plantar fascia, but there was none on the left. Feet, ankles normal, spine, cervical. Rotation right was to 65 degrees, but motion was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired right side bending was full to 45 degrees, complaining of tenderness. There was tenderness to palpation about the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral, ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right. Period. He was able to stand on his left heel and toes, but not on the right. Pretty changed position fluidly. He was able to squat to 65 degrees, shifting his weight to the left. The rest of that section is normal impressions. On 7/2/20, James Gonzalez was a pedestrian at work struck by an automobile. Period. He was taken to University of Maryland Medical Center, where he had numerous diagnostic studies. Period. He then returned to New Jersey and saw Dr. DiVenero. Period. Additional x-rays were done. Period. Mr. Gonzalez remained symptomatic and underwent an MRI of the right ankle. Period. Surgery was then done on 7/30/20 to be inserted here. Period. In paragraph, he also received pain management and podiatric care. Period. Dr. Mager saw him from a neurosurgical perspective, running through 3/5/21, as noted above. Period. In paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Gonzalez had full range of motion of the right ankle and foot. Period. Rocketed maneuvers there were negative. Period. He ambulated with an intelligent gait on the right. Period. He had full range of motion of the lower back, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had only mildly reduced active range of motion about the cervical spine, where the Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. He did have decreased sensation to touch, overlying the right triceps area. Soft touch and pinprick, but this was otherwise intact. Period. In paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the lower back, comma neck, comma left elbow, comma left hand, comma or fingers. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce as a driver for another employer. Period. End.